Thanks for listening to this podcast of APA Compass, the Pacific Northwest's only Asian Pacific American public affairs radio show. APA Compass airs at 9 a.m. on the first Friday of each month on Portland's KBOO Community Radio, 90.7 FM, and at kboo.fm. Our archives are downloadable on our website at kboo.fm/APA Compass. Join our Facebook page, APA Compass Radio, or follow us on Twitter. You can email us at apacompass@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Good morning, and thanks for listening to APA Compass on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. I'm Sarika Mehta. Today, I'm excited to speak with Rupa Madia, musical director and lead vocalist of the band Rupa and the April Fishes. The group is currently on tour and has released two albums, Extraordinary Rendition and Este Mundo. The music of Rupa and the April Fishes is none other than eclectic. They combine klezmer rhythms with folk traditions and influence from Latin America and India, all the while including Nueva Trova style lyrics, sung in French, Spanish, English, and Hindi. After living in the US, India, and France, Rupa has settled around the corner in San Francisco. Rupa does not lead the life of a typical musician. She's also a doctor and professor of internal medicine at the University of California in San Francisco, splitting her years between music and medicine. Welcome to the show, Rupa.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Let's see. Biographically speaking, I was born in California. My parents were struggling immigrants from northern India. And when I was about 4 years old, they sent me and my brother back to India to live with my grandparents while they got their foothold here in the United States. I remember that period very vividly, going to kindergarten in India, knowing that at that age that I was different from the kids there, like already having a sense of not belonging here in the U.S., being different from kids here, right. Then going to India and being like, okay, well, I look like everybody, but you know, my experience, something's not completely fitting. So that sense of homelessness or nationlessness was already something I was aware of as a 5-year-old kid. And then went back to the United States, did some elementary school, and my family had an opportunity with my father's work to live in France. So we moved to the south of France and then moved back to the United States. And then when I went to college down in San Diego, my parents moved to the south of France, and that's where they've been living for the last 20 years. So it's been an interesting, migratory childhood.
You started out by saying that, you felt when you were 5 years old, already having a sense of not quite belonging here or there.
That experience in me made me question the concept of national identity, or what my identity is. And that's been a part of my examination since I was a little child. The depth of that question went into, what is my sense of home? What defines my home? Where is my home? Especially since my family moved so much, the ties between people became the most important thing above any national identity or language or context. So it allowed a very deep emotional process to happen with my family and my sense of who I am in the world. And then politically it was interesting, or socially, because I always felt a little bit on the outside, no matter where I was. And it allowed me to have a certain distance to look at, what was being played out in front of me, the dynamics between men and women in India, the dynamics between men and women in the United States or in France, or brown people and white people. When I was in southern France as a kid, people often called me, you know, gypsy or Arab, like shouting racial epithets at me that were the wrong race. But still, it was interesting to be this confusion of sounds and images inside my own self and these things coming at me. So I think this music has been a way of me kind of reinterpreting that and coming to an understanding of a post-national and a post-national identity, which a lot of people around the world are experiencing, something above and beyond these concepts that feel almost more provincial.
Can you play us a song that relates to that experience?
Sure. This is a song called Un Américain à Paris. And I wrote this song in Paris. The title is called An American in Paris. And then I went out to a cafe with my little book, and I was sitting and writing, and this very handsome man comes and sits next to me. And then I look at him and I said, you know, where are you from? D'où viens-tu? And he says, I'm from Algeria. And he goes, where are you from? And I said, I'm from San Francisco. And he looks at me, and all of a sudden this wall comes down between us. And he said, aren't you afraid to be an American in Paris with all these angry Arabs? Because if you were in my neighborhood, and it was like, you know, a finger across his throat. And I looked at him and I said, no, I'm not afraid. There's too much of that. And anyway, I'm not an American. You're not an Arab. We're not in Paris. We're in life. And like the more people give you, the more you believe these labels, the more you believe this, the more hatred, the more we're going to see this kind of violence. So that's what this song is about. Of course, I was afraid. Y'avait Coco Jour en silence, j'ai pas dit un mot. Et puis je t'ai rencontré ici, à Paris, assis près de moi, dans un bistrot, tout vient d'Algérie. Et moi je viens de San Francisco. La 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 la, la 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 la, un monde fou entre nous. La 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 la, la 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 la. T'as demandé, t'as pas peur d'être américaine ici à Paris avec tous ces arabes. Fâchée, j'ai dit non, je suis pas américaine, tu n'es pas arabe. Et nous ne sommes pas à Paris. La 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 la, la 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 la, un monde fou entre nous. La 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 la, la 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 la, un monde fou entre nous. La la la. La 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 la. Qu'est-ce que tu penses, qu'est-ce que tu penses, qu'est-ce que tu penses, qu'est-ce que tu penses de tout cela? Qu'est-ce que tu penses, qu'est-ce que tu penses, qu'est-ce que tu penses, qu'est-ce que tu penses de toutes ces histoires, ces histoires, ces histoires nous rendent fous. T'as voulu prendre ton photo avec moi, j'ai dit non merci monsieur, pas de photo, je préfère la vie, je suis pas américaine, tu n'es pas arabe, nous ne sommes pas à Paris, nous sommes dans la vie. La 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 la, la 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 la, un monde fou entre nous. La 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 la, la 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 la, un monde fou entre nous. La 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 la, la 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 la.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to APA Compass on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. I'm Sarika Mehta, and I'm chatting with Rupa Maria, lead vocalist of the band Rupa and the April Fishes. We're discussing socio-political ideas of language and music and how she manages a life of full-time music and medicine. Talking about your musical side, how and when did you begin learning music?
My first memories of singing were when my grandmother would punish me in India. She'd make me stand in the corner, and her house had great acoustics in that corner. So I remember being a little girl, and I'm like, okay, well, if I'm standing in the corner, I'm going to be singing, right? So I'd sit there singing, and she would just be like chuckling in the corner, like trying to be serious. Rupa, what are you doing? You're being punished. And I would just, Nani Ma, like, listen to this, you know. So I've been singing since as long as I can remember. My grandmother was an amazing singer. My mother was on the way to being a concert pianist before her arranged marriage to my father. So there's always music around me. But I started formally studying music probably when I was 8. That's when we had enough money to buy a piano. And so when a piano came into the house, that's when I started to fall in love with my mother's playing and really wanted to study
music.
You
were out of the corner.
I was out of the corner. I made frequent visits back to from my childhood.
Talk about now your band, the April Fishes.
Well, the April Fishes came about after 9/11 in 2001. Many things happened. My father passed away very suddenly in the south of France, and my grandmother passed away, and then 9/11 happened, and it was like three things in a row.
Oh my God.
And that period of time, that was where the seeds were really planted for what would become the music that's coming out with the April Fishes. In 2006, the band formed. I had written a body of music, a lot about various aspects of love, starting in French, then moving into Spanish, and trying to find a way to create music that would transcend people's ability necessarily to understand the words, see if I could create emotion and in sound or meaning in sound that could go beyond language. So it was an experiment for me, and it still feels like an experiment. Almost like writing beneath the words musically. So yeah, that's how it sort of started artistically, and then it's just been developing. I think if I had known when I was 12 years old that I could be doing what I'm doing right now, it would have saved me a lot of anguish, because I was wondering since I was a kid, how do I have a life where I can nurture these sides of my mind and my spirit that feel really important to me. So throughout my academic career, I've always been straddling these two worlds. I studied theater and molecular biology as an undergraduate, took time off before I went to medical school and worked on music, went to medical school, went to residency, and then in residency is where it all came together. My program at UCSF has been incredibly supportive the whole time of allowing me to craft a path in medicine that allows me to do these other things that feel very much to me related to medicine, but aren't, you know, traditionally what we would call medicine. So I've been doing projects mixing, you know, public health outreach to undocumented migrants and music and live performance and theater and documentary radio. So just all these kinds of ways of examining what is my role as a physician and as a healer, and what does that look like in its embodiment at the bedside with the patient and its embodiment on stage and in writing. So it's been an amazing path for the last 8 years. I just stepped away for a leave to focus on writing a new body of music, a heavy body of music, and working on some other kind of social art projects around medicine.
And speaking of your patients, you mentioned earlier that they inform your work and your music. Do you have any examples of stories in your music?
The hunger for life that comes out in my music, especially when you hear the band live, that feels like a direct translation from, you know, honoring those people who have passed and those people who can't get up and dance, or the people who can't, who aren't in the place right now of really enjoying life. So that energy, it definitely, you carry it with you, and it comes out in composition for me, either in, you know, stuff that's heavier, or sometimes stuff that's just incredibly celebratory and, you know, sees the moment, sees the day kind of message in the music.
Do you have a song that you want to play that
I can play one
exemplifies that?
Yeah, well, I can play one that was inspired by a patient. It's called Wishful Thinking. And the story behind this song, I met a man he was already on the ventilator, already in the ICU when I met him. He was in his late 50s or early 60s, and he was dying of leukemia. And every day I'd walk in the room, I was a resident, and would check the drips and make sure the vent, you know, just check all the numbers, everything was copacetic. And every day I'd walk by his wife, who was always there, and update her, you know, on what was happening. And then one day, I don't know what struck me, but I looked at her and I was like, so how'd you guys meet, right? Because I'd never seen them interact, but she was there every day at his bedside. And she looked at me and she said, you know, I was at a restaurant I was working and he walked in and he looked at me and I looked at him, and 2 weeks later we were engaged, and 6 months later we were married, 40 years and 11 grandchildren later, now he's leaving me. And it was just like, oh my God, I walked out of that room and cried my eyes out and thought, oh, this is why doctors don't ask those questions. This is why. And so this, I wrote this song about promises, promises. So I used to dream of a pirate ship that would take me away from here, out to the open sea, to the biggest blue, complete with a cast of unsavory crew, who'd show me things that I shouldn't do. Well, the masts were tall and impressive, the old wood creaked perfectly too, and the full sails held promises of something true. And when we'd get bored of the watery view, we'd simply set our course for the moon. Da-da-da-da. To my surprise, as I've grown older, living these days like dreams with you, I've discovered the ship waits inside my chest, and the winds fill its sails on the days I like best. But where it takes me alone to do this strange work I barely know. La-da-da, from this sweet life with you. And I wish that I could stay forever, even though since I was young I knew there was never such a thing. But this wishful thinking keeps our stories rising while our lives are sinking. Time I will kiss you goodbye, on my way, and kiss you goodbye. Don't wanna go, and I'll kiss you goodbye.
That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
When you're performing this live and you remember your patients and your music, you know, what's going through your mind? And
like, don't cry.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Don't cry. I think of the patient I wrote it about and so many more people, you know, who come to my mind, my own mother and father and their beautiful marriage, and how my father's just sudden death made so much, you know, we're not the masters of our own destinies. And it's just good to remember that. So
well, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
I've been chatting with Rupa Maria, musical director and lead vocalist of the band Rupa and the April Fishes. Rupa is also a doctor and professor of internal medicine at the University of California at San Francisco. Until now, Rupa split her time with 6 months at UCSF and 6 months touring with her April Fishes. This year, however, she is taking a break from her clinical work to write a new body of music. You can learn more about the band at theaprilfishes.com. Make sure to catch Rupa and the April Fishes on tour, and definitely be sure to get a hold of their two albums, Extraordinary Rendition and Este Mundo. Rupa, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me and for sharing your music with our listeners. I wish you the best of luck and a wonderful tour, and come back and see us.
Thank you so much. Thanks. This is a song about migration and work taking us away from the people that we love.
Se va, como se va la vida. Mira el río corre, como corre el río. Mira la rosa se abre la rosa. Mira el cielo se cayó el cielo. Estoy trabajando. Lejos de ti estoy pagando. Tiempo y mi paz me estás escuchando. Desde la orilla del silencio me estás esperando. Tú y tu paciencia en este mundo. Tanto dolor en este mundo. Te busco. Cómo se cayó la noche. Mira la luna canta. Cómo canta la luna. Mira la rosa se abre. Cómo se abre la rosa. Mira el cielo se cayó. Cómo se cayó el cielo. Estoy trabajando. Lejos de ti estoy vagando. Mi tiempo y mi paz me estás escuchando. Desde la orilla del silencio me estás esperando. Tú y tu paciencia en este mundo. Tanto dolor en este mundo. Te quiero, Scott.